Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
The trial of Karen Reed, it continues on. And here to discuss, Bob Motta, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Bob, okay, we're looking at this thing. Another week. What's your takeaways thus far?
big week, man. It's been a big week. Obviously, we had the huge Jen McCabe testimony the last two court dates. So that was Tuesday, Wednesday. The direct started. That was some gangbuster stuff. I mean, that was really kind of the witness that everybody was waiting to get on the stand. And it did not disappoint. It was very, very interesting. I also thought that Kerry Roberts was an interesting witness. I thought it was interesting that the defense decided not to cross her at all. How she testified, and they took a pass. We, of course, saw the first kind of inkling of the state's motive, them trying to get their motive into the case with the Sullivan sisters. And they were interesting. And the crosses on those were very succinct. Three questions each. It's been and we know we've got Brian Higgins coming tomorrow, man, and that thing is going to be a thing, which I'm sure we'll discuss as we cruise through this.
What's your takeaway on some of this stuff as we are seeing the state kind of present a little bit more of their case, a little bit more of the motive here of maybe some jealousy, maybe some of that? I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty much in the middle in all this because some of it, just like with the defense, I don't know that I buy either side, you know, hook, line, and sinker very well.
Dude, I'm with you. It's like, I can't remember if I've like said my theory out loud to you, but, you know,
that he slipped that and fell.
Yeah. Like, you know, and then like when the ME looks at these wounds, and I've had people like, oh, yeah, that's the worst. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that theory is just as plausible as either of these two crazy ass theories. You know, both of these theories seem crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this woman's not murderous.
Yeah. But, no.
You know, like, I just, like, I don't think that she was murderous. Like, I don't know. I just can't get there. You know, clearly she could be impetuous. She could jump to conclusions. We saw that with Etta, you know, the younger sister of the Sullivans. I think Marietta is her full name, but, you know, I mean, clearly she thought she didn't understand the relationship between John and her, that that was her godfather. You know, she jumped to a conclusion. You know, got shitty with her. And, you know, and then she realized her mistake. Sounded like she tried to apologize for it, offered to pay for the room. I mean, like I don't take it as that she's a woman that, you know, doesn't understand when she screws something up or she acts out of line. And I think that she tries to make good on it. She just doesn't strike me as a murderer. Like that she's the type who is going to, if she feels like she's losing John, that her answer is going to be murder him. I'm just not buying it, man.
Or the Alberts or anyone. I mean, nobody in this whole cast seems like they are capable of murdering someone. And then the idea that they're all going to cover this all up together simultaneously and no one's going to slip up in all this time. That's the hardest
part for me, dude.
Yeah.
That part is so hard for me to wrap my mind around. Oh, like the inner circle, like the Albert, like the Albert clan and the McCabes. I could see a small circle like that.
Murderous or just down. Trying to keep things?
I don't think that anything was intentionally done. Like if he went in that house, I don't think that he was murdered.
Yeah.
I think that if a fight broke out and it got rough and he got knocked out, I could see a world in which they'd be like, all right, you know, like he's knocked out. Let's drag him out. He'll get up. He'll wander off, like that type of thing. And then when he's not getting up, like, cause they didn't realize this, you know, extent of the injuries, maybe like the blow to the back of the head, whatever that might've been that, that knocked him out, that he's just still laying out there. And they're like, what's going on? I mean, like in the context of, if the 227, how long to die in the cold text is a real thing. If that actually happened at that point, that's a situation wherein they'd be like, all right, this dude's still out there. Calling Jen at home, like the dude's still out there, and she's like, "Oh my god!" And then she Googles it, like, like it's been out there for like 2 hours, like, like how long is before? You know what I mean? So, like, if it's that small of a crew, I could see them, like, because there's a lot to lose there.
Sure,
like it doesn't have to be murder, for them to want to cover it up. It could be you beat a cop's ass in your house. It's a serious felony.
But why would you drag him?
It's like a life-ruining type thing.
Oh, completely. Man. But again, then if you're just going to put him out there in the cold, you know, kind of wake up, get up, why drag him all the way to pretty much the exact location where Karen Reed was seen dropping him off?
I mean, I think my theory, and that's all these are complete speculative theories with no basis in fact. I wasn't there. I have no idea what went down. Is that the hope would be that when he came to, that he had no idea what happened in there, and that he thought maybe he slipped and fell, or he got hit by a plow and like got thrown. Who knows? Yeah. But it wouldn't have been like, let's put him, like if I were them, I would have put him somewhere where my theory would work out. Like, oh, well, you slipped going up the stairs and cracked your head. Like, none of that shit happened that you're thinking happened in the house. There was no fight. You know what I mean? So it.
But they're all like, drunk. So would they have had the foresight to even have like this thought or this theory of, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just none of it adds up in any way, shape, or form.
Like, have you ever been drunk and like shit got real? Like in one way or another,
I've never gotten into a fight,
tendency to soap, but like, and it doesn't even have to be a fight, like any kind of situation, like you're intoxicated and then something real happens.
Sure.
So like whether it be like a phone call, like, oh my God, you know, somebody that you love passed away, like a parent or, you know, something big to where you're like, oh, you know, I think that this might constitute like a kind of a sober inducing type event where people are like, they're definitely done drinking. They're definitely in protect mode. They're definitely trying, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You know, the part that makes it hard for me is you've got, you know, Brian Albert Jr. and Sarah Levinson and Julie Nagel. You've got these kids that aren't really, Julie she's pretty tight with the Alberts. Like, mm-hmm. but Sarah Levinson is a real X factor, you know, like she's like, how are you like sucking that girl into the circle of trust to where you're feeling comfortable that she's not going to talk, you know yeah. what I mean? Like the wider it's cast in terms of this conspiracy net, the more it's hard to believe, you know? And mm-hmm. like, there's just no part of me other than them saying, all right, we need Proctor on this. He's our boy. Like that. Yeah. I don't think that anything that took place with any of the first responder, like I don't think that any of them would be involved. I don't think that they would have not in order for it to work in my mind.
Sure.
I should say that it would have to be just the people in the house that they were able to, you know, convince the kids. All right, look, like this is a situation that can't go out of this house ever, no matter what happens. But like, as this shit builds, like in it, how it's been building for the last year, like I just, and like to have, to believe that Sarah Levinson would be able to sit on the stand, her in particular, because she's just not in the inner circle mm-hmm. and be able to sit there and just kind of lie. And she seemed credible to me. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So the whole thing's insane. It's, yeah. it's insane. It's like, I hate to say that I love a case because obviously we're talking about a like what seems to be a wonderful guy lost his life.
Yeah.
But in terms of just kind of like the just looking at it objectively as a trial, it's a fascinating trial because it's got everything. You know, it's got every element you could want. I don't know that I've seen a more tense, fascinating cross-examination than that cross-examination of John McCabe yesterday,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Like as a defense attorney, I just loved it. I loved everything that they did yesterday. I wasn't even shocked when they decided to take a pass on Kerry Roberts in terms of cross, because she said things, but she said things that weren't jiving with what Jen said. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there were inconsistencies with Jen's statement that, you know, just didn't hurt them. And I mean, they still have the opportunity to call her on their during their case in chief, them mm-hmm. being the defense. So, yeah. like, I mean, that could happen, but like, I just think that they felt like she didn't really hurt them.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with them.
I agree.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.